Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us, to get us.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mariano.
And I am Pauline.
And we are hashtag Pauliano.
Pauliano.
So be sure to listen to us and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
Tinder. Yes, thanks for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
I do not have a Tinder.
I
current
totally.
Update on Pauline's Tinder status. No,
DOA.
Does not exist. DOA.
That's because she poffs it all day.
I don't poff it either.
We know.
I don't anything it.
You do now because I made you an account.
Oh, actually, speaking of this, funny thing is, you didn't hear. Okay, so I didn't tell you. So yesterday, our boss, he came over to my little, my desk, my little station, my little area.
The command center.
He's like, Pauline, I have a question. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, you know, what is slipping into the DMs? And I was like, and then, and then, okay, so then,
you sound like the bumper. Hey.
And then, okay, so then his like our boss lady, she's like, first of all, it's called sliding into the DMs. And he's like, then he's like, wait, which one is it? And I'm like, just sitting there laughing my head off, because I'm like, oh my gosh. And then
Becky,
I tell him, I'm like,
look at
honestly,
butt.
I was like, honestly, I do not quite know what slipping in the DMs is. However,
sounds interesting. I'd
I
like
can
to
tell you about sliding in those DMs. So then I explained to him, you know, sliding in the DMs is like when you kind of like just like hit on a usually like a girl, but like when you just kind of like, hey girl, what's up, like in the DMs,
like
you know,
calling?
Yeah, it's kind of like just like, hey boo, just shooting your shot, you know, just slipping in those, like,
no, they call that holla. You holla.
Yeah, when you, yeah, you just holla at her.
Exactly.
In the private messages. And I was like, yeah, there's a song about it, there's
a million,
you know,
songs about it.
I was just like and so he's like, oh my gosh. So then I was like, yeah, like, and then one of the other guys that works here, he's like, yeah, like people say like they dive in there, like just going head first. And then so then boss dog, he's like, no, if it, you know, if I was young and single and all that, I'd cannonball in those DMs. So I was like, wow.
All right.
Like, this is just so funny.
All right.
And then he was like, has anybody slipped into my DMs? And I was like, whoa, you're asking some personal questions right now.
Oh, DM, direct messages.
Yeah, direct messages. So I was just like, yikes.
What podcast is this again? Why don't I know?
Like, well, I mean, people do it on social media all the time.
I know.
You know, Twitter, Instagram,
all right.
Celebrities. You can, I mean, some people have, you know, gotten to, what you call it? Meet celebrities this way, guys and girls. Mm. So, I mean, if you're about that life, shoot your shot, you know, do what you gotta do. Like, if you see somebody, why not? I guess, I don't know.
You know why not? There is no why not.
Well, exactly. Just do it. I mean, if you try to slide into my DMs, I'm probably just gonna ignore it. I just let it sit there. I had this guy, he was like, you're so rude. You won't even tell me to leave you alone. And I was like,
okay.
Because he kept on saying like, hey beautiful, hey gorgeous. And I was like, is this guy really gonna just like keep talking to himself in my messages? And then like a week later, he was like, you're so stuck up, you're so rude. He was like, you won't even tell me to leave you alone. And I mean, was like, what?
Well, let's be honest, is you wrong? Or...
just kidding. Like... So I just was like, okay, thanks, leave me alone. And then I blocked him. So I mean, no problem else. No further problem.
Yeah, he didn't dive in that well.
He didn't. Well, nobody.
That was more like a belly flop.
I'm like, a belly flop. Oh my gosh. I was just like, whatever. But I mean, so sometimes falling, you know, sometimes people do meet their potential boos on social media. It doesn't, like, I mean, it happens sometimes, depending on, I guess, how well you shoot your shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. So actually, a girl just got
to hit him with that Steph Curry.
She
not playoff Steph Curry though.
Ooh, yikes!
Yeah, playoff Steph Curry is what you got.
Exactly. So a girl who okay, so recently at Victoria OB is her name. Her Twitter handle. She actually just got married to her Twitter crush by just kind of like tweeting about the guy. I guess that he worked someplace that she would visit frequently and was like kind of like smitten by him. So she tweeted about it. And
where did he work? I want to know.
So I don't know.
It wasn't like a crack den, was it? It was like a
No, like a real. I think I want to say. Shoot, I do know.
What but, do you put for that self-employed?
I forget. So basically, she like kind of you know, shot her shot in a really discreet way, and then she went on to say like her friends kind of like dared her to like tweet him again. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay, to be fair, is she hot?
No, she was really cute. Yeah, they're a really cute couple. That's they are, perfect. And so then he kind of like responded, and then they went on a date. Like she said, it took like it wasn't like quick. It wasn't like, oh, let's go on a date tomorrow. Like it was a couple months later.
Oh, okay.
They ended up going on a date, really hit it off, and now they're married. The rest is history.
Nice.
So sometimes it does happen. I mean, it depends, I guess. On...
So what you're saying is I should shoot my shot for Taylor Swift.
I'm not gonna say you shouldn't. Okay.
Well, you know what? No,
I'm not gonna say you know.
Oh, I keep forgetting about Tom Hiddleston. Never mind. No,
do
but,
what you do.
No, you know what? Never mind. I'm gonna shoot my shot for the true love of my life. She just doesn't know it yet.
Who?
Selena Gomez.
Oh yeah, you can shoot your shot with her.
Oh yeah.
You know.
And she's a little older than me. She just turned 24.
That's not that much older than you.
I'm about to be 24.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not even.
Oh,
whatever.
Please believe it's not a problem. She could be 34.
Please believe.
Yeah, please Trust. Believe.
Not a problem. So, I mean, sometimes it works. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes people just do it just to like see.
That'd be
happen.
So crazy if that happened. Like, can you imagine? You know, hashtag Pollyanno attend the wedding from you know.
Oh my god!
Thanks
gosh.
To Twitter.
Thanks to Twitter.
Dang.
Thanks to Mariano just shooting a shot. I mean. You know, more crazy things have happened. So,
that's
I mean,
true.
I would never tell you
that's
not to
true.
Shoot your
I'm,
shot.
I'm going to shoot my shot.
You know, I don't know how you would be able to. I don't know.
You know,
I feel like a lot of people message her.
You're underestimating the.
True. You know, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to, you know, it may happen. It may. I'm probably not going to be shooting my shot with anybody because
LeBron. Oh, no,
if
he has
I
a
get
wife and kids.
Swatted. Yeah. And just like my heart, like I'm gonna be like, coach, put me back on a bench, like take off the jersey, throw it in the towel.
Not me. I'll shoot
no,
my shot.
No, I'm not shooting my shot.
It's all good.
I mean, I will.
She's
maybe.
Single, as far as I know.
I wouldn't shoot my shot with like a celebrity though, because I just like that runs the risk of like, see, that's what I feel like when celebrities shoot their shot, like or like slide to the DMs.
Mm.
You just run the risk, like especially if like you're a guy, you just run the risk of the girl like. Playing along with it or whatever.
Oh, but not really being into it?
Not being into it and then screenshotting you and blasting you. Like if you do
yeah, but
have like a girlfriend or like a wife.
Oh, but I don't. You know, I would never do that.
No, no. Yeah. And not, I would never do that either because like that's just rude. But like
well,
some girls are just, well, and guys alike, you know, some people are just like attention hungry. So
yeah,
like,
that's true.
You know.
But you know, I feel like a celebrity wouldn't do that as long as you're
no,
respectful.
They do.
I know,
they
but,
do.
But the thing is, if you're respectful, there's nothing to really like post.
True.
You know,
like, well, Tyga and that one girl who's allegedly like only like 14 or 15 years old.
You see, that's not
like,
good. That's
you know,
we're
but
both.
Then, I don't know. So, but then he was still dating Kylie at that time. So, uh-huh. Like, I mean, I don't know why people do that. And
because he's not, no one ever said it was Professor Tyga. You know, he was, he's all right. Not that the rappers are dumb, but he's not known for his.
Well, I know. Mean, celebrities, I mean, but like basketball players, I feel like basketball players do it a lot. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. So that's something that, but hey, like I said, it does happen. People do fall in love, go on dates.
Again, see
all that
previous argument. They are athletes, you know, like.
But I mean, rappers, athletes, people that I guess probably other.
Maybe they
oh,
just.
Oh, what's his name? John Mayer got caught up with it too, with a young girl. I remember that.
Artist.
And James Franco, not John Mayer. Franco.
Oh,
Franco.
Okay.
Franco.
Well, Franco.
Yes. He's weird, though, so
yeah.
I don't know.
James Franco.
Not John Mayer. Sorry about it. Wrong guy.
James Franco, he doesn't seem that smart, though. He's, you know, like, not that smart. You know, like, he
right.
does the really stupid movies. Like, it's.
I think if you're going to shoot your shot, you should do it on Snapchat, because you know how, like, it deletes?
With Selena Gomez? No, I would.
I mean just in general, like, just like celebrities in general. Snapchat, I feel like, is less risk because it, like, it deletes.
Yeah, I just don't care. My thing is, if I say something utterly crazy, I'm sure she would like take a picture of it and like look what I have to deal with. But if I'm really respectful and stuff about it, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Then I'm sure she'd just read it, if anything, and be like, oh, thanks.
But just the fact that you're like, I don't know, some people are
What
just...
do you think I'm going to say?
No, not you. Not you personally. Oh. I mean, just in general. Like, no, not you. Not you.
I should,
I'm
like...
I'm saying, like, I should in send general, her... some girls, like, just do that. But, I mean, if a guy, like,
but you know what,
just shot in my DMs, I just show my best friends. I'm like, dude, look at what this guy just said to me.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't care about that. Like, if I'm respectful, you mm-hmm. can show whoever you want. Because my thing is, like...
Right.
If you show someone, you know that saying where, like, whatever you say about me says more about you than me?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm really respectful sure. about it, even if you show the world, what can they say? You
right.
know? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, this guy, you know, he clearly likes you and just sent you a respectful, like, albeit random, you know, but
right.
respectable and respectful, yeah. like, shot, an attempt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People would, there'd be nothing really against that, you know?
Right.
Unless I was, like, overly, like, clinical and weird about it, you know? Like, if I send her one, like... You know, like, according to my calculations, we would have very, you know, very viable offspring to survive whatever, like, but, you know, like...
You look like a perfect breeding...
Exactly.
...partner.
You look quite fertile. Like, but, I mean, if I'm respectful, you know, like,
uh-huh.
not to be weird, I'm sure you get this all the time, but just so you know, I liked your, like, Disney stuff, but as you kind of grow into different, like, roles, I'm really... I Aww, like you, I'm interested,
Mariano,
you know.
No, you really like her?
Yeah, I like her.
Selena.
Exactly.
Hey.
Yeah. Expect my shot in the DM, you know what I'm saying?
Expect it. Just...
Well, expect it and then inspect it. Yes.
Aw. Well, we'll give you guys an update if, yeah. hey, if this shot goes through, it might be a 3-pointer.
Tell you.
Splash Brothers.
That'd be... I know. That would be some Splash Brothers, stuff. I would join Golden State if that...
You like, sign him. Sign him. 10-day contract. Sign him.
See ya, Steph Curry.
Sign him. That'd be hilarious. But I mean, anything could happen.
That's true.
My girl, Victoria.
And you know of anybody. You know of anybody. I live by anything can happen.
Yep. So Mariano may or may not be
having a heart attack from coffee right now.
Celebrity husband.
Exactly.
Oh, Hollywood. What was it?
Husbands?
Kevin Hart. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Husbands of Hollywood.
Yeah. Husbands of Hollywood.
And I'd be so funny, too. So that'd be great.
So, hey, this might really take off for you,
I'm
Mariano.
I'm telling you.
And I'll just be sitting here. Hi, I'm still Pauline. Mariano is just off and about.
Crying. You're listening to Pauline without her.
Pauline, we'll just pretend that Mariano didn't leave me. So, but...
We'll come back to this.
We'll come back to this. There's a lot of other exciting, funny, crazy madness happening on social media. But hey, if
the
you,
huge, you know.
Yeah, tweet us about it. If you've shot your shot and it worked out for you.
No. Tweet Selena Gomez on my behalf.
Oh, so toss you a log.
Yeah.
Basically.
Exactly.
So
then, then I'll just slam it, you know, like.
So at @GSMC_SMedia, if you have shot your shot, I want to know what happened. Did it go through? Did you get blocked? Did you like, I just want to know. And how did you shoot your shot? Because
that's
like
good,
I said,
yeah.
you know, I personally don't do all that. I sometimes respond.
I don't either.
It depends. You know, it's mostly like, hey, Pauline, I got a new phone. What's your number? So that's a kind of, you know, I don't really get, you know. Too much.
Me neither.
DM stuff. I usually block it. I don't know. It's just weird to me.
I don't know. We'll get into how much of a losers we are when we get
back. So we'll come back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And we are back.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Back.
All the way back. All the way up. I like that song.
I do too.
Right?
I love Remy Ma, so I was like, hey.
I like the beat. But, hey, so guess what? Did you know that J. Cole was spotted taking a train in Queens?
I heard about that. That's actually pretty cool.
That is really cool. And he said that he did it because it's more like J. Cole is one of those rappers that likes to kind of keep in touch with like common
ground. Yeah, I like J. Cole.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Oh, by the way, did you know he was the highest paid rapper last year?
Ooh, holla.
Yeah.
Look at him.
It was either 11 or 13 million.
I like J. Cole.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I went to his Forest Hills Drive concert
I love
in LA.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I bought that album the hour it came out.
Mm-hmm. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
And it was really, it was one of those, like the concert, I loved it because I mean, I love his music mm-hmm. and everything. And who I went with was, we had a great time and everything. But even though like the arena is so big,
mm-hmm.
he made it seem like it was like an intimate experience. Like yeah. I felt like he was literally just performing for like me and my date. Like it was great.
It was
really good.
I saw a lot of them online, a lot of the, mm-hmm. you know, the performances, and I get what you mean. They're
yeah.
good.
Even like the guy who I went with, he was like, dude, like I feel like this was like really, it seemed like a smaller venue. It seemed like he was like, it was intimate. So it was really good. And he is one of those rappers that really lives up to that, where he always talks about like he's trying yep. to like stay in touch with reality and not, you know, get so gassed up that he, so I think he's really cool. Like he does things like this where he like backs it up with how he acts in his everyday life.
Right.
So
I like that. I not like even just lot. For rappers, but I like when anybody is about what they say. I'm totally for that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was crazy. It must've been cool for the person who spotted
Can you imagine?
Hey, you kind of look like,
hey, bro,
yeah.
this, where are you getting off at? Where are you going? Okay.
Because, mm-hmm. Me
Long
too.
Day really? At work? Yeah, all right. All right. Yeah. Yeah, this is my stop right here. I got to go. Like,
can you imagine? What would a conversation with J. Cole on the train or bus even be like?
I don't know. Yeah. See, I would probably just like give the head nod and smile, like
because
I
artists,
see you, but then like not
artists
like,
have that like strenuous
to...
but interesting lifestyle. Like, yeah, you know, I was in freaking, you know, Pokeland mm-hmm. 2 days ago, and I had to fly in from
yeah, like they're always traveling,
right?
They're always everywhere,
man. That...
And he just looked like regular. I mean, he was just chilling.
Well, I mean, he's just a person, you know. But it just must be cool. And like I'm not really the kind of person, because I lived in LA, and I'm not really the kind of person to. I don't see a celebrity and I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
Like I'm of the belief that everybody's a person. Like, you know, you do great work and I respect that and mm-hmm. I admire that, but I'm not going to like go crazy. You
yeah.
know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'd probably just like smile. Like,
yeah. But I would be excited to meet J. Cole though, you know?
Yeah.
Because he makes his beats. He produces a lot
and
of his
And I guess
own music.
It kind of depends on like the circumstance. So I guess like if you're on a bus and
if you're
you
exactly.
give him like a high five, like, bro, what up? What's up?
Yeah. That Forest Hills Drive though.
His,
yeah.
You know, self for that. It'd be different if he was like at a venue or like getting ready to do a show or
oh,
something
yeah.
like trying to eat. Like I hate when people talk to celebrities when they're trying to eat. Like I'm just like, let them enjoy their food.
No, I agree.
Then like, you know,
or even if I approach like, we saw Danny DeVito one time going to this mm-hmm. bar and then Adam Sandler in the same bar,
mm-hmm.
Not the same day, but you know, like I'll approach, hey, what's up? Like I'm a huge fan of your movies and then bye. Cause I know you're busy, you know? Like,
yeah. But then sometimes like at the same time, I guess it's kind of like a double-edged sword because like if you're a celebrity and you go out, you got to kind of like expect to be like approached, especially if you're a big time.
But that's
like
why that, I say, yeah, but that's why I say, but that doesn't mean the person can't be respectful or respectable. Like if they were to be like, hey, look, no offense, can you just leave me alone?
Exactly.
I'd
so
be like,
they,
yeah,
they have that right to
yeah,
say that.
Exactly.
But then, because like when I went to go eat with one of my friends, one of the girls that was like with us,
Beyonce,
she was like, no, uh-huh. She's just like getting annoyed because people kept wanting to talk to him and get like his autograph and like, hey, like I like, you know, kind of
right.
like how you said, like, you know, I really appreciate you, all that, like I love watching you play type thing. And she was just getting so annoyed with that. And I was like, dude, what do you expect?
Yeah, you know,
like, you know, like then you guys like either we should have ordered it to go and took it home so that we could have all chilled and relaxed. But she was just getting so annoyed because she really liked this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, if you're going to like
but
him,
I mean,
this kind of like comes with it.
Yeah,
like,
well, yeah, you have to get used to that anyway.
You know?
But like I remember J. Cole did this great freestyle a few years ago on Funkmaster Flex's show
mm-hmm.
on the radio. And mm-hmm. he says that in it, you know. He talks about like sometimes I'll be mad that people come up to him, but then he's like, well, you kind of did this to yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
You know? But then I get it. And like, it was one of those things where like we hadn't even sat down yet to like really start eating.
Right.
So it's like people felt, oh, let me hurry up and do this before he gets like settled in.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's fine too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so,
the way I see it, like as long as, cause you know, I like intention. So as long as your intention
true.
Was, you know, like if, even if that doesn't turn out to be the case or that's not like a smart way to go about it.
Right.
If you meant well, like if you meant to, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you were to explain like, hey, look, my thought process was before you guys sit down and start enjoying your meal, I just
right.
wanted to squeeze this in really quick. I don't want to bother you while eating. I'd be like, yeah, it's kind of hard to be mad at that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
so I guess it just depends.
I get that. But it's cool. I like J. Cole's like commonality and.
Yeah, he seems like a really approachable guy.
And to be fair, he's a great freaking rapper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I think he's pretty cool. I think that would have been like exciting to be like, I'd be like, look it. I would have definitely texted my brother like, this way, guess who's sitting next to me.
My social media would have been boop.
But then I don't like when people do like those sneak attack photos. I call sneak attacks.
Yeah,
like,
I would have talked to him.
Like, no, but I'm saying like when people do that to celebrities, and I'm just like, dude, get your camera out the man's face. Like, yeah. You know, like that's just rude.
Well, no, I'd have approached, shook his hand, and be like, hey, look, you know,
if you ask,
right?
It's different.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. Sorry to bug you. I just was wondering if I, you know, I just wanted to say hi to you, like, tell you how great your music is. I'm sure you already know, but can I just get a quick picture with you? If not, no worries. You know,
right? So, that's
by the way,
cool.
will you hashtag Selena Gomez?
Can you throw me a lob?
Exactly, throw me a lob, J. Cole. I feel like J. Cole could throw me a good lob too, for Selena. You know,
put in a good word for me.
Exactly,
put in a good word.
Put it in a song or something.
But speaking of music and exciting, fun things when it comes to music, is Michelle Obama this week had her car karaoke.
Oh yeah,
that she was doing, and that, I mean, that is just fun. Like when he does like the karaoke with different celebrities, but. I don't know, like, if any of you guys have seen it yet, but it just aired, I think it was, like, Wednesday. So, like, really recent. It's pretty recent. And I was watching it the other day, and she's just so funny. Like, she's so funny. She knows, like, all the words. Of course, she did, like, the Beyonce Single Ladies, you know? Like, she did some Stevie Wonder. It was a lot of fun.
I like Stevie Wonder.
It is fun. And then, like, he kind of got to, like, talk to her a little bit. You know, like, they talked about what she would miss the most after leaving, you know, the White House. Like, would you just miss like the 24-hour room service, like all the luxuries and stuff and things like that? Yeah. So it was a lot of fun and kind of made her, I think she's pretty personable also.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't seem too far.
I like her. She's my favorite first lady.
Yeah. You know, she seems really common as far as like in tune with like what's happening
right.
and all that. So
grounded.
And her like, her response was like, she was going to miss like all the people, like all like, you know, just getting to, because the fact that throughout these last like, you know, almost 8 years, she's gotten to know the people that help them and like their family. So just being out of where her like friends are,
right?
You know, because like they've grown.
Oh, because she
with
just
each other
spent 8 years getting to know these,
you
people.
Know, and then now they're not going to be with each other every day. Because she was saying, you know, like I can make my own food. I don't need room service. Like I can.
When she's a mom,
I like can she, do my know. Own thing. It's just like these people and like the relationships not having that every day with them. So it was kind of fun. It was a lot of fun. If you haven't seen it, you definitely should watch it. It's hilarious. She's fun. Like, I just think she's
fun. Is she good though? Does she get down in the
camera? Yeah. And I think Missy Elliott was in it. Like, it was just fun.
I haven't heard of Missy Elliott's
fun. You know?
What song? What Missy Elliott song?
They did, they did, I think, was it Get Your Freak On? I think I didn't watch the whole thing. I didn't get to. I had to watch clips of it.
Oh, okay.
I had to watch clips of it because I didn't get to see it when it aired, because it airs on like the Late Late Show.
So
I had to watch clips of it. But she's really fun. She's really fun in it, and a lot of people have been anticipating her, you know, karaoke. So it was a lot of fun. She's just, I just feel like the one person that would do something like that, you know. And so that was what she did this week. She's been just like, kind of these last few weeks, just doing a lot of different things, like how we talked about with the Snapchat. And she hasn't really been on Twitter too much, which is, I mean,
well,
that's
smart of her right now, though, with all this stuff with her and Trump's wife, you know?
Yeah, so she hasn't been, she's been just focusing on like wrapping up their like campaigns as far as like different initiatives that they have been doing, but then adding some more fun with it, of course, rightfully so. Why not? These last few months, let's just have fun. I get it. So that's been that as far as like the music part of social media has been concerned. What else do we have to talk about?
We had tomorrow, which is going to be Saturday, the 23rd, is going to be Burger King's, like, it's like National Hot Dog Day.
And I love hot dogs.
Burger King, see that? I lost my English. Burger King is giving hot dogs for $1.
Oh, okay, but would you eat a hot dog from Burger King?
Really? It's $1.
But it's Burger King.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, I would eat it because I'm on a meal plan, actually. But, like, I would eat, like, four of those hot dogs in between meals.
But from Burger King.
Yeah.
You could go to Costco and they're only, like, $1.25.
There's no Costco around me, though.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
I love Costco.
Struggle
hot dogs.
Is real.
Like, there's times where I'm like, yo, mom, let's go get a Costco hot dog. Like, I'm craving it.
Okay, fine. But I would do it in the spirit of National Hot Dog Day.
Yeah, but I just feel like that's weird. Like, I wouldn't go get like pizza from like a seafood place.
Well, me neither. But to be fair, that's an assumption. What if it's really good?
Honestly, okay, this is your mission. You try it tomorrow.
All right, I'll try it.
and you let me know how that goes.
I shall.
You shall.
I shall do this.
Because I want to know. Because how much are they normally? How much do they charge for those hot dogs anyways? Like, I would not pay more than $1 for a hot dog from Burger King.
I didn't even know that they sold hot dogs. But I'm willing to try it, though.
I wonder if they have different flavored, like, dogs.
What if Wiener Schnitzel had a sale? Oh.
Okay, Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, I think, who else has good hot dogs? There's, like a hot dog place near UC Irvine. I don't know if it's still open or not, but I think it's called Berkeley Dog. Or, yeah, and people used to love that. But they had, like, different kinds of, like, dogs, like apple sausages, like, all those different type of, like, spicy ones. All that. So, like, they had, like, a variety. Like, it was, like, just a shop that, like, specialized just in hot dogs. So, I guess it's a little bit different.
Why can't my house just specialize in hot dogs? No, actually, I like chicken and Brahma. I said the meal prep is good.
Yeah. He's always, like, on it with his meal prep, so.
It's been showing.
I know. It has been showing. It's getting ready to shoot your shot.
Gains.
With Selena.
I'm telling you. This is off-season training.
So we have to cut it to a break real quick. But when we come back, I want to share with you guys about a $2 million experience that has been
speaking of food,
going
on.
That was just announced through, like, social media. Like, it's gotten caught off with that. And there's, like, a lot of other stuff. I mean, this $2 million experience is just blowing my mind, so I have to share it with you guys.
Let's do that when we get back.
So we'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we are back.
We're back.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we are hashtag Pauliano.
Hashtag it.
Now, we were looking through some of the social media stuff because it is Friday and we were, you know, discussing what we're going to do this weekend.
Right.
What are you doing this weekend?
I might perhaps be going on a date. Perhaps.
Oh. What do they call it? Sliding the DM?
No. I am still deciding. I should probably let him know. I don't know. This is kind of weird.
Yeah, you should probably let him know.
I haven't been on a date in a very
We were just talking
time.
About like when you apply for a job and they don't they don't tell you.
He has applied for the job.
Exactly.
I am still yet to get back to him.
Don't leave him on the hook.
He has 3 to 5 business days to hear back. I mean, I don't know. I'm getting kind of nervous. I don't know.
Why?
Because I haven't been on a date in a very long time. And it's like, when is like a time to
now,
start
life
dating
is short
when you just when you just end something how long like I don't know what
well,
that
there, there's no there is no time period. It's just whenever you can, like, whenever you're over the other person. And what I mean by over is like whenever you can really look at them with someone else and be like, all right, good for you, you know?
Right. So I don't know. It's weird
because I hate when you try to date someone and then it turns out like they still have some like baggage with someone else.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God.
Well, I'm not going to go back to my old boyfriend.
No, not, I know, but...
Definitely not.
But I don't mean like that. I mean, like, I hate when...
Just in general.
Like, there's not a quicker turnoff for me than if I'm on a date with a girl.
Yeah.
And we're having a great old time, and then she looks at her phone, and her smile immediately goes away.
Oh,
and she's
yeah,
like,
no.
And she's like, ugh, it's
not
my ex.
Happen.
I'm like, oh, cool, get out.
Yeah, you not going to happen. So that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know, it's weird. I don't know. Maybe, perhaps. I mean, he's a nice guy. And I mean... I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So yes, no, maybe, perhaps. I don't know.
I don't know. I would do it. I mean, what's the downside? If you don't like him, you can just not do it again.
True. I mean, he's cool. I know of him from before, so he's not like totally new as far as like fresh. Like I have no idea who he is.
I'm going to push the energy of just do it. That way Selena Gomez sees my... Like,
and, so we'll see.
Exactly.
We'll see. I don't know. I may or may not be going on a date, but that's kind of like it. I have work. Saturday and Sunday. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I have a date with the gym. That's pretty much it.
See, that's what I need to be doing. Yeah. I'm over here wasting time with the boys. I should be, you know, pumping, iron. Doing some push-ups, pumping some iron.
We're doing meal the 22 prepping, push-up challenge.
All that. So.
Oh, I need to get home and meal prep some more,
but
too.
But anyways, you know, unless my date can take me on this $2 million date. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I know.
I'm just kidding. I'm laid back. However, there is a $2 million dating. I mean, not dating.
Just throwing
dining
that out there, buddy. I know.
Experience, hint, hint.
All right, listen up.
no, but it's, and it's the cool thing about this dinner experience. It's going to take place in Singapore and at the C'est La Vie Hotel in Singapore. And they have partnered up with Russia's like World of Diamonds. And so, okay, so when you talk about, when you say like, oh, there's this dining experience for just two, so it's only going to happen one time. So only one couple will be able to experience this luxury.
Oh, okay.
So $2 million sounds like outrageous, right? But let me tell you what it entails. Because then it gets kind of like, wow, this is actually kind of like a deal.
Okay.
Like,
oh,
I
really?
Mean, if you have money.
All right.
I mean, I could never.
Well, then let's just go.
But then, okay, so you start off by, it's going to be an excuse me, 8 hour experience.
Okay.
So it's an 8 hour date and you are greeted by like 10,000 fresh roses. It's an 18 course dinner.
Dang.
And they're going to serve 44 and 55 year old vintage wines.
Okay.
You get picked up in a Rolls Royce. Okay. You have
A
45, probably not. A 45 minute helicopter ride around the city.
All right. But that's not that much either, though. You can do that in Vegas for like a couple hundred bucks.
You go on a cruise that's just for you and your date. And then when you get there, like I said, you have those 10,000 roses there to meet you. Then you also
have to keep those?
And so like you're going to be sitting on the rooftop of this like hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's 18 course meal with modern Asian flair. But then get this. Okay, so included in those foods, there's going to be like lamb sweetbread, air flown Alaska wild salmon, slow cooked pigeon. Mm. And then there's also going to be like oysters, of course, and champagne, all of that. But then like the seats, like where you're sitting are custom. You customize them. So what you're going to be sitting in, you design. So like they're going to be made unique pieces just for you.
Hmm.
And then like the chopsticks, this is the part that I thought was like, well, like
oh,
I
diamonds.
Want this. So there are diamond encrusted chopsticks with your name on it. So there's that also. And then of course, there's going to be a firework display show just for you. There's going to be, and then like the kicker, as far as like the, like kind of like a goodie bag like you get to take with you to like remind you of the experience because you get to keep the chopsticks, you get to keep the furniture.
The chair, I'm assuming.
Is also there is a
it's a big goodie bag. Yeah.
So then there's also
the helicopter, the Rolls
Royce. 2.8 carat fancy vivid blue diamond that you get to take. That was it's called the Jane Seymour and she wore this diamond but has never owned it. So this diamond is actually a ring. This ring is has never been owned by anyone, so you're going to be the first owner. And they were saying, the World of Diamonds was saying that the ring alone is more than $2 million, like the value of this ring. So
what you're saying is we can just shell out $2 million, like do this, get the diamond, sell it, and then we had free dinner.
Right, cool. Exactly. And so like it's going to be presented at midnight, and it's going to be with like cognac, like all of this, and like the firework display. And then you can stay at the hotel that evening if you choose to.
For an extra fee
and all that, so it's gonna be. So I mean,
is
I don't
Wi-Fi
have
included in the $2 million?
Just be like, yeah, let's do this. But you know, when you think of all the things that it entails, if you're able to afford it, then I guess it's kind of like,
yeah, I guess so.
Deal as far as like all the things that you. That
I don't
come
know
with
about
it.
A deal because I was kind of keeping like a running tally, and I'm like, you could rent a Rolls Royce for not. I mean, it's not cheap, but it's not.
Right.
You can have a helicopter ride. It's not that bad. Like. I just want to know the food better be on fleek for two.
Yeah, it's
like
probably delicious,
you know. But I mean, like, how delicious can food get? I'd like to know, you know.
But then there's 18 courses, so like it's
that's
like
a lot. But you can anybody eat 18 courses?
Yeah, because they probably only give you a bite size. amount.
I'd want more.
It's not going to be like for, a full, like, because well, I don't know.
Let me put it this way. For $2 million, you could hire a very, very good chef, like a personal chef, for like a few years.
True.
You know?
So they're going to do that. And then, but they, because like I said, it's only one couple that will be able to experience this. They are going through, like,
I think it's just more
you have to like bid for it. And then of course people who,
so it might be more than $2 million.
Well, not, oh excuse me, like not bid, like they're like going to figure out, because they have a lot of stipulations as to what couple will be able to actually do this. So you can't just say, here, I will give you this amount of money, let me do it. Like, you have to have some clout with your name, because they were saying like with the diamond, just the diamond
alone.
Oh,
you can't go to just anyone?
They can't go to just anyone. They want it to go to someone who's
the royal family
worthy,
should do it.
I guess, enough of all of this.
We should go.
and things like that. And then, so it's kind of like one of those things where it's like really super exclusive. So not just anyone. So I don't know. It's probably not going to be Kim and Kanye type of thing. Like, you have to, just because they're American, quote unquote royalty, you know, type thing.
I don't know. It's, quote unquote royalty.
Be somebody with a lot of clout, like in that realm.
Hashtag Pollyanna.
As far as, so,
telling you,
it's going to be kind of interesting to see. I'm going to try to keep up with it to see who is going to actually get to partake in this experience.
Like Oprah and someone. Like.
So yeah. So I don't know.
That's crazy.
I think it'll be. I mean.
You know, that actually does sound really nice. Like I've been working on it lately, like trying to be more not romantic, but I have this weird thing where like I operate really great under pressure.
Okay.
But I have a hard time like enjoying when there is no pressure.
Oh yeah.
You know, like I'm never off. Like I never switch off. That, but now that I think about it, like if I could allow myself to let that soak in, that would be kind of cool. Like 10,000 roses at first, my negativity is like, oh really, you don't need that. But then I'm like, you know what though, 10
just around you,
I know, like how crazy.
I can't imagine what that, like,
exactly. But
it, like chopsticks, like I think the chopsticks is pretty cool.
I think it's worth the $2 million only because it'd make you feel special.
Yeah, it would be very, very special.
Like if you have the money, sometimes like there's money and then but then there's like life
experience.
Is exactly.
Yeah, and like they're gonna time everything, so like as far as like the sunset, like they have things timed, so everything, like your senses, like
imagine
around
that.
You and everything are gonna be really
I'd love to know what that's like.
Yeah, you know, and so, and I think just knowing that you and your like partner, like whoever you decide to go with you, as far as like this date, it's going to only you two will ever have this experience.
You know, that's crazy to think about. There's been hundreds of billions of people on the planet like that have come and gone, and only the two of you
created an experience that's only going to be enjoyed by one couple.
Okay, see, that's totally cool. I thought it was something that's like occurring, like if you have $2 million, you can just kind of knock.
No, they're trying to make it as exclusive,
so it's going to be just one time forever.
One time for forever.
That's cool.
So you know, and so that'll be kind of cool. It's like I said, I'm going to try to see who, because they were saying that it's going to be kind of a process to cut and see who's going to make like get that opportunity. And there's a lot of other
Really cool,
stipulations that they want for this couple or whatever to have, just because like World of Diamonds alone is making a lot of like the stipulations because of that unique ring and everything. So, but it's gonna be amazing. I think it'll be kind of cool. I'm okay with just like a regular date. I'm kind of like, you know.
No, me too. But that does. Like,
but that would be pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, hey, if somebody asked me, I would not say no. I'm like, yes. When do we leave?
Me and Selena Gomez, telling you.
Hey, Selena. So that's going to be pretty cool. I saw that. And at first I was like, what in the world? $2 million. But then I was like, okay, if I had
that was my
it,
initial
I would
thought,
try.
Yeah.
I would try, you know, finer things in life, I guess.
Exactly.
I would. I want to try the lamb sweetbread.
Yeah, that exactly. You know, that's that, funny. That's what I thought when you said that. I was like, that sounds
good. I want to try that. I and like those wines.
And on the opposite end of the spectrum, Burger King has dollar hot dogs.
So, and if you can't, you know, if you got $2, exactly. You can take your date to Burger King for some hot dogs.
Because it's like the ambiance that matters, you know?
True. And like the person, like the time
exactly.
That you have is also true. Because if you're just miserable, then that's a waste of $2 million.
Right. So. We have to wrap it up. But thanks for listening to us, guys.
Yeah.
Be sure to check us out. GSMCpodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Yep.
And don't forget to check us out as well on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
At GSMC_S Media.
That's right. I'm Mariano.
I'm Pauline.
And we're hashtag Pauliano.
Bye.
And we out.
We out.